Vision of Vilsna, I said we felt lost.
Most of the people, we couldn't actually communicate with them because we had to first learn the language. And that posed many problems in getting friends or getting to talk to people. So we were kind of lost in our Fremande, strange land. Fremande, it means strange land.
I remember on a Sunday night, me, my mom, and my sister, we were packing some leftover stuff like clothes and toys. And the next morning, about 4 a.m, we hopped on the bus and we went to Stockholm. We lived there for about a week until we got onto a flight in Stockholm that came to Canada.
My name is Noelle, and I'm originally from Uganda, where I grew up. And we moved from Uganda to Sweden about 8 years ago. And after living there for 8 years, we moved to Canada from 2020.
We came during COVID, so it was kind of hard to make friends at first. But it worked out. And when we first came, I remember joining Jammy, and I got some friends, and I got more comfortable here.
The first time that when we were moving from Uganda, we just packed our lives in one suitcase. I had a suitcase and Francesca had a suitcase. So we left so many things. We left my husband back home and I had to go with Francesca alone. So I would say a lot of things were left. We didn't take any memories because we didn't know where we were going. Everything would be new to us. Even if it was a picture, we didn't take such. It took us 8 years to be reconnected as a family. My husband used to come and visit, but it wasn't like the same. The kids were missing him. I was missing him. So there is this piece that was really missing in the whole puzzle. So the moment we reconnected, everything fell into place.
I brought my family, Faith, and my mom. I left my friends, and with my friends, I could be myself, so it was just a really hard time. I had to leave my friends, and I didn't tell them I was leaving, and yeah. I found out that we were never coming back to Sweden when we were on the plane. So
the journey was hard. I was not with my husband and I'd left him. So it was kind of hard being alone. I was pregnant, yet that is the time when most of us need the support. I was with Francesca, who was my biggest support. She supported me through it, though it was bumpy. Being into a new country with no body that you can talk to in a different, the language is different, it's difficult. So somehow we felt it was difficult, I would say. And on top of that, we got another baby who is Feva. So I was like with 3 kids, but my husband was in Canada. I was thrown into the bus of a single motherhood. But time reached and I could not do it anymore. And I was like, we have to move. One of us had to move, either me or my husband. But like we know, women are more, we adjust quickly. So it was decided that we shall be moving.
My name is Francesca. I'm from Uganda. The journey for my family was hard. Me and my mother, we traveled to Sweden when I was 3.5. And when we started adjusting, we moved to Canada about 2 years ago while there was a pandemic. It was difficult because I had friends in Sweden, and when I started getting comfortable living in Sweden, when I got to know the language and getting friends and people that were close to us, like that we considered family, we moved again and we left everything behind and we brought ourselves, me, my sister and my mom.
So many memories of Uganda that I have, like I can't even mention one, but one that stands out for me, it's my mom who raised me the last time that I saw her. And I hugged her. I promised I would be back in time to see her. But I know when I go back, she won't be there. So that is one painful memory that I have about Uganda. Because she died and I won't be able to like fulfill that promise. And there are so many other memories. But I try to hold on to those memories that I have. Well knowing that where I am is home.
What I feel connected with is the food, the culture, and the music. My mom makes the food at home for us, like the culture food, the traditional dishes that we eat every day. And I feel that that connects me to my culture and the clothing that we have. They have different sort of patterns and other kind of stuff on it.
It's where when I think about home, it will always be Uganda. That is a definite answer. But I know that with my kids, where I am is home, because this is what I'm creating for them. But I, for one, as a person, as an individual, Uganda is my home, because that's where I have memories, my childhood memories. Whenever I'm telling them maybe about my childhood, they ask me about school, where I went, it's definitely Uganda.
My family speaks Luganda, but I don't speak it. I understand it, but I can't speak it. So when I communicate with them, I speak Swedish or English. Mm-hmm. And I really want to learn Luganda because I want to someday go back and visit my family.
My memories that when I'm thinking about Uganda, I see kids playing, or when I'm like thinking about my childhood, I see us playing okwepena, dulu, and okwekweka, that is hide and seek. So those are the memories that I have of Uganda.
The last memory I have of Uganda is a dandelion. I remember one day I picked up a dandelion and I blew it and I made a wish. And every time I see that dandelion, because I've seen it in Sweden and here in Canada, I make a wish to someday go back to Uganda and see it again one day.
Yeah, I'm incredibly grateful and thankful for this journey that I've gone through. It hasn't been easy, but we've made it, and that is the most beautiful thing.
Utan min familj så skulle jag aldrig kunna vara lika glad.
We lived in Sweden for about 7 years, and then moved to Canada. Now the math is not mathing. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. That was amazing. I love that.